Hello, and welcome to the Mystic Oracle with Sharon Jeffers. I want to thank you for being here today. For those of you who are new to this system, this is an ancient system based on the playing card deck that reveals that the calendar was originally, was originally used as a calendar, and it defines time, our place in time, and who we are in a greater tapestry of life, which is really profound. And it's exciting because it reveals a lot of things to us that, for some of us, that we already know. I know someone called me one day, and she was born on December 31st, which is a Joker birthday. And she called me and thanked me for writing my book. And she told me that when she read the description that I had written, she felt like she'd been seen for the first time in her life. And she was in her 40s. And it just blew me away. I felt like one thing like that is almost enough. You know what I mean? It is enough. And that's one of the things that I love about this system. If any of you got my email that I sent out or were on my website and saw that I wanted to talk about relationship today, it's true. However, I realized a few minutes ago it's a Three of Diamonds day. And it would be interesting that I had stuck in my head that I want to talk about relationship compatibility on a Three of Diamonds day. Number one, it's the card of financial creativity. And secondly, the Three of Diamonds has an interesting placement of the Two of Hearts in its life path, which makes relationship not only an arena of learning for them, but it can really be very intense at times. It can be very intense because it's a Pluto connection. So I am going to take calls today regarding relationship compatibility. This can be love relationship, family relationship, parent-child relationship, friendship, business partnerships, anything. And if you want to call in and ask about a relationship, I need the month and day of each person in the relationship. I don't need the year. I also am totally up for talking about financial creativity relative to the cards or anything else that you want to talk about, any questions you have. Conversations regarding this system are completely exciting to me, and I never know where they're going to go. I never know what's going to happen, and I always love what emerges when there is a conversation, because I work with this system every day, and I have been for a while, and constantly it reveals itself more and more to me. And I really think there's no end to that at this point, because I always get somewhere and it's like, oh, yes. And then there's more information and more information, and it's just like life. It's so intricate and you know, full of surprises, and always something is there to be revealed. One of the reasons I like to focus on relationship with this system is that it's very profound in defining them. Each of us, by our birthday, have an association with a specific card, which is called our birth card. And that card has a life path, and that life path determines who we are, what we love, how we communicate, how we are in relationship, the gifts we bring, the challenges we have, the opportunities that are there from those challenges, and the guidance that we naturally bring into this life. Each of the cards in the deck has what's called a solar value or a numeric value. And when two people come together and we add those values together, it creates another value which governs the relationship itself. And this is called a composite card. That composite card that governs, it's like an umbrella over the relationship. And when we step into the relationship, that card is interacting with us. The card of the relationship. So as an individual, we have an expression, and we've all experienced this, where when you interact with someone, maybe you interact with them differently than you are alone, or maybe, you know, you're with one person and then you go off and be with another person. I'm just talking about in a day when you're moving about, you know, and you notice that each person that you're with brings out a different dynamic. And this system defines that. It's mind-boggling and mind-blowingly accurate how it defines that. I was doing a reading for a man in his early 30s the other day, and he just became a daddy. And when I looked at his cards with his wife, they had really great dynamics for a relationship. And when the baby came in, it became even more dynamic and more powerful. That's not always the case. I did a reading for somebody else recently for a couple who, you know, when their little boy was born, their relationship changed dramatically. And it changed the composite of the whole family. So to me, it's like it can seem like something's good or something's bad. I don't really like to look at things that way because the reality is everything has a purpose. And when we can align with the clearer, higher intention of something, then we change how we interface with that energy and how we interact in our life. And then we become empowered, and we empower everyone around us. If we're in a relationship where there are power struggles, it's because we've got two really strong wills that have joined together. And it can cause us to butt heads and argue and want things our way and become belligerent. I mean, it can just go as far as we let it go in that direction. Or we can realize that this person is reflecting my power back to me. I want to support him or her to be all that he or she can be. And in doing that, we automatically become greater ourselves. We don't do it to become great. We do it because it's an opportunity. Our opportunity in this life is always to give in that way. I mean, wherever we give, it just feels good, doesn't it, to give? So, you know, I had somebody call me the other day, and she said, you know, I have 10 nines right now with all my cycles happening. And I actually, she emailed me, and I emailed her back. She said, I feel like I'm dying right now. And I emailed her back, and I said, well, in a way, you are, because nines represent endings and beginnings. Nines represent initiation. So if you just lay down and let yourself observe those feelings, you're going to come out the other side. And it's going to be incredible because you're going to have a greater perspective. But if you identify with that feeling as something negative or bad, then that's just going to grow. And this is how, one of the ways that I use the cards for myself and my clients and my students, in that understanding the energetic influences that we work with in this universe just gives us a way to really live our lives in a greater, fuller way, whether it has to do with what we're manifesting in our life or the relationships we're having, how we feel about ourselves. I was talking to someone this morning who said, I'm just feeling like you know, I don't know what I'm doing here. And I said, you know, the most important thing to me in my life is the feeling of inspiration, because when I feel inspired, I'm going to jump out of bed. I'm going to jump into doing what it is that I'm so inspired about. And I think it comes from knowing who we are and acknowledging what our gifts are, that we really open ourselves to that fountain of inspiration and our passion. And when we do that, then that reflects throughout every aspect of our life, whether it be our relationships, what we're doing in the world to create, you know, our financial stability, which to me is really dynamic when we're being creative. So again, I just wonder if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Mystic Oracle with Sharon Jeffers. You can go on my website, starofthemagi.com. On the front, on the home page, there is a question at the top or partway down that says, "What's your card?" If you click on that, you can look up your birthday if you don't know what it is. I welcome your calls right now. I think that I want to talk about the four personal significators that we have in our life path that come from our birthday. So each and every day of the year is governed by a specific card in the deck. There are 52 cards plus the Joker. There are 365 days. Some cards govern one day. Some cards govern as many as 12. And off of that card, which is our birth card, which is the card that associates with the day we're born, we have a 13-card life path. We have a birth card, we have a planetary ruler, we have a spirit card, and we have a soul card. And I call these cards our personal significators. And even when I do relationship compatibility, I include all four of these cards to see what these dynamics are, because each one of these cards represents a different aspect of our life. If you have my book, Cards of Destiny, I explain how to do a relationship compatibility composite card. I explain to you how to get that. I also tell you what your birth card is and your spirit card. I do not have the planetary ruler or the soul cards in there because the publisher said there wasn't enough room. And, you know, I guess they're right, but that's coming in another book. So I'm going to talk about the birth card first, which is the card that governs the month and day you were born. And this card is sometimes referred to as the sun card, and it represents our soul's expression in this lifetime. The influence of this card manifests as our distinguished signature that we use to express who we are in the world, okay? We embody the essence of this card as an expression of self, and we identify with this card as a very deep level in our being, or at a very deep level in our being. Now, I want to add while I'm doing this, if you don't know your planetary ruling card or your soul card or your spirit card or your birth card and you want to call in and ask that, I'm happy to take your call. So the birth card is like the costume that we wear to the ball being life. Okay? Then our planetary ruler is a card that corresponds to the ruling planet of our astrological sign. So say your birth card is a Six of Clubs. If you're a Scorpio, you're going to have the Pluto card as your planetary ruler, the Pluto card in your life path. If you're an Aries, it's going to be the Mars card. If you're a Pisces, it's going to be the Neptune card in your life path. So that's just an example of how we find this card. And we identify with this influence on the mental level. And we act out the characteristics of this card in how we move through the world. It's like an overlay of traits and characteristics in our personality. And we often think that this is who we are. A lot of times people will read about their birth card and they'll say, you know, some of this sounds like me, but not all of it. And then they'll read their planetary ruling card and they'll say, that sounds more like me. Now, I have something to say about that. And that is that I feel when that's happening that we have not yet taken full ownership of the embodiment of the energy of our birth card, which is our soul's expression and what we came here to emanate in this life. Because the more connected we get to these cards, the influences of them and the makeup that they create within us, the more profoundly we resonate that energy and it starts harmonizing. If any of you are students of the cards that are listening, you know when you look at the life spread and the spirit spread of the system, we actually have 52 cards in our life path because we have a 13-card life path that's horizontal. We have a 13-card life path that's vertical. And then we have the spirit path as well, vertical and horizontal. So we're working on both levels at the same time, and it's almost like we're holograms or holographs? I never know. But, the illusion that's being... what is it projected into this dimension that we live in, right? So as we tune into this, we start understanding what all those little bits of information are that come together, that project through into this dimension and then materialize as an appearance. I've never said this before exactly like this. I like this. So this is really what this system is like to me at this point in time. It does keep changing. It keeps getting more profound, more subtle, and more concrete at the same time. Our spirit card is who we are on the inside. It represents our inner environment, our psyche, and what we deal with in our mind. This is an aspect of us that wants to experience the fulfillment of our self-expression, and it's unique to each one of us. And this is why it's so important to understand, because, you know, in the early phase of our life, we're pretty much imprinted with everybody else's idea of who we are. And we still have a connection of knowing at the level of our being, our spirit inside, in that core place of ourselves, who we are. But maybe the people around us don't see that. And they project onto us, and so we create this outer facade. Our spirit card taps us into the sensitivity of our inner self. And this card, it brings our challenges and our opportunities. And one of the reasons that is because if no one else is seeing who we are, but we're feeling it on the inside, that's going to be a challenge, and we're going to set ourselves up not to manifest who we really are in some way, what that part of our self-expression that wants to come forth. All four of these personal significators are different aspects or different projections of how we manifest our power, because from our spirit path, which is like our cosmic blueprint, we come with unlimited power, and we come with guidance and a gift to give in this dimension of life. So what I mean when I say that our spirit card brings our challenges and our opportunities is that when we embrace our challenges and resolve them, then they become our rewards. It's like cracking an egg open and finding it full of goodies, you know, which is, by the way, how I see the nines, like cosmic eggs with tails. Then we have a soul card. Excuse me. And our soul card embodies the gifts that we bring with us into this life. This card shows us how we manifest, who it is that we really are in essence. And it reveals the gifts that we bring with us into this life. So this is what we came with. This is our power pack. And this card also represents where we've come from, because where we come from is where we've gained that wisdom that we bring here. We've gained it from our experience and our learning and our embodiment of our experience and our learning in the past. It represents our soul's true essence and nature. So when we understand these, I mean, we could just understand these four cards and be enlightened, you know, in regard to who we are here. We have many more cards in our life path. I think understanding any one of these is tremendously empowering and enlightening. And I know that when we understand all four of them, that we embrace who we are, and when we embrace who we are with awareness of who we are, and this is an ongoing process, you know, we all know that already, we are free. We're just free to be who we are and to play in the infinite possibilities of life and creation. And we can live outside the limitations that perhaps were imposed upon us or we imposed upon ourselves. You know, I do believe in karma. I do believe that we come into this life with obligations, if you will, and opportunities to receive. I believe that the first part of our life is very much geared toward that activity, and that as we move on in time, and this shows up in the spreads of the cards as well in time in our life cycles, that we get to a point where we have a bridge we can cross. We can either remain in the past or we can cross the bridge and set ourselves free to become who we really are if we have not. I believe that we have a caller. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
All right.
Who's this?
This is Andrita.
What's your name?
Andrita.
Andrita?
Yes.
What a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. When's your birthday?
Huh?
What month and day is your birthday?
January 29th.
January 29th?
Mm-hmm.
So you're the Jack of Clubs.
Huh?
Did you know that? You have a Jack of Clubs birthday?
No, wait, who you say?
Your birthday is the Jack of Clubs Day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What?
The Jack of Clubs is, let's see, so that makes you an Aquarius, right?
Yes, yes.
Wow, my phone just went off. Wow. That's a lot of Uranian energy there. So, I would say that probably your greatest challenge in life is focusing your mind long enough to get anything accomplished.
Right.
How are you? What can I do for you?
I just wanted to see what this show is about because this is my first time calling in.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Are you? Have you ever heard of this system?
Not really, but I mean, I have my, I printed a schedule off of a computer, and then I was looking to see what shows was coming on and see what, you know.
Mommy, I want some of this carrot.
I don't have any carrots. And
well, let me tell you a little bit about your card, okay?
Okay.
And about your birthday.
Okay.
The Jack of Clubs is the card of mental genius and creativity. It's a very powerful mental card.
Wow.
Very powerful. There's so much mental energy that comes with this influence that it can be difficult to focus your attention at times.
Mm-hmm.
The key is bringing together all that mental energy and focusing it and then focusing on something that you want to manifest or create.
Yeah.
You have a strong influence of the Jack of Diamonds with your birthday as well.
Hmm.
And so you have a lot of Jack energy, which makes you very independent. Freedom is probably really important for you, your own time. You're probably pretty clever and very playful and creative. You have all those natural gifts in your personality. Your planetary ruling card is the Four of Hearts, which is a very powerful card that represents love and family and stability in that way. Those things are most likely very important to you. Something that's really key for you to know is that being diplomatic is really important for you because your mind works very fast.
Mm-hmm.
And you could find yourself saying things that you before you are able to stop yourself. Do you ever have experiences where you say something and then you go, no, maybe I shouldn't have said that. So that's one of the disciplines that, you know, by really slowing, you can't really slow down your thinking, but you can take a 2-second break before you actually make a decision or actually express something.
Mm-hmm.
So that you start to harness that mental energy because you have tremendous strength as a leader.
Mm-hmm.
And you have tremendous strength as a communicator.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing those things and tying them in, and you could have very good fortune in real estate as well if you ever wanted to go that route. I don't know what you do, but you really have a tremendous ability as a teacher and a leader if you choose to go in that direction. I think some sort of moving meditation can be really good.
Mm-hmm.
I think for a Jack of Clubs who's an Aquarius,
mm-hmm.
sitting still is not as desirable as maybe moving, physical movement.
Mm-hmm.
So something like Tai Chi or Qigong or something, or yoga where you're actually moving
mm-hmm.
and also focusing at the same time,
mm-hmm.
can really help you ground your energy so you can start to tap into the deeper aspects of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you go on my website, starofthemagi.com, there's a link there on BBS. You can read more about your card
mm-hmm.
and also read about the Four of Hearts and the Jack of Diamonds, okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, Andrita.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I want to do my best to keep the calls at like 5 minutes today. I just want to keep them short so more people can call because I know the last couple of weeks, a lot of people were on hold and they didn't get to get through. So I don't want to go too in-depth here. And that's why I like to keep it at, you know, learning your birth card, your planetary card, your spirit card, soul card, or asking about relationship compatibility. And if you want to call in and ask about a relationship composite, compatibility between two people, any kind of relationship, parent-child, brother and sister, lovers, whatever, I just need the month and day of each person. And again, you can also go on my website, starofthemagi.com, and that's M-A-G-I, and you can look up your birthday there. And there's a, you know, it's a brief description. And then in my book, Cards of Destiny, I have more in-depth descriptions, and I also have a section on children and relationships. Hello, caller. Hello? Is there someone there? Hello? Okay. I heard the beep. Let's see if they come back on. So I invite you to call in. And also, if you have questions about the cards and the system, I'm happy to answer whatever I can. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Who's this?
My name is Gerald.
Gerald?
That's right. G-E-R-A-L-D.
Hey, Gerald. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
When's your birthday?
October 23rd.
October 23rd, which I think is the Queen of Hearts Day.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It's the Queen
of Hearts. You know that?
Yeah, I know that.
You know that. Are you a student of the cards?
I know a little bit about it. I just kind of wanted to know what you had to think about the Scorpio Queen of Hearts card.
I think the Scorpio Queen of Hearts is amazing. Well, you know your planetary ruling card is the Five of Clubs?
Yeah.
And you know that your spirit card is the Ten of Spades?
Right.
You knew that, right?
Right.
And then you also know that your soul card is the Nine of Clubs?
Right.
Okay. So, to me, the Queen of Hearts is a very unique individual. And, you know, on the high side of this card, this card represents the perfect human being, actually. It's the manifestation of love and compassion. You have that Five of Clubs planetary ruling card, which brings about a childlike innocence in your nature and also makes you very adventurous at the same time. So when this card is focused in a creative way, you can manifest anything you want to through your creativity, through your business, through the combination of both, either artistically or otherwise, financially as well. You're really geared to have all of those things in motion for you. The Nine of Clubs, which is your soul card, is a guiding force in your life. And that card really says that your path, your highest, most powerful path, is through getting high. And I don't mean on drugs. I mean like constantly exalting your awareness. And the more you become a universal, global, cosmic, galactic, wherever you want to go with this being, and take yourself out of the personal realm and into the more impersonal aspects of life, the more rewards and greatness that you experience with your being. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. Actually, it does.
Uh-huh. Do you mind me asking what you do?
I'm an electronics technician and computer technician.
Oh. So you're in the realm of technology.
Yeah, all different forms of it.
Uh-huh. And do you have, like, a spiritual practice or anything that you engage in?
No, I just started getting it recently in the last maybe 6 or 7 months reading into these cards.
Uh-huh. Well, this is a great system because it reveals our path of mastery. For each one of us, it reveals that.
Yeah, I just thought I'd get your input on what little I've read and see what you had to say about the card.
Yeah, do you have my book?
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I've read that, your book, yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, is there anything else I can tell you?
No, that's all. I just kind of wanted to get a little input. I won't hold you long so you can have some more callers. But,
okay, read the Nine of Clubs.
Okay.
And, well, you already knew about the Five of Clubs.
Yeah, what about the Ten of Spades card?
The Ten of Spades is your spirit card. And I talk about that in my book.
Okay.
I describe the spirit card. And, yes, read that because that's who wants to emerge from within you.
What, that Ten of Spades?
Yes.
Okay, I thank you.
And the Nine of Clubs wants to guide you, okay?
We'll hope
it will. Check them out.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling, Gerald.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so this is fun. I love doing this. This is why I do this radio show, is because I just want to be available to people. I know a lot of people out there have book, and I know a lot of people visit my website, and it's just a way for me to give, which is really important. And we have another caller. Hello.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
My name is Lee, and my birthday is 0407.
April 7th, the ace of
spades. Yes, April 7th.
What did you say your name was?
My name is Lee.
Can you spell that?
L-E-E.
Lee?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. I'm sorry, I was having a hard time hearing. So, my darling, you are a double spade. Did you know this?
No.
Okay, did you know your birthday was the ace of spades?
Well, I just looked at your website.
Oh,
that's
good.
All I know. Uh-huh.
Okay, so you're new to this.
Yes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I invite you to explore it because the ace of spades is the card that governs the system. It's the card of the magician, of the magi. It's the card of hidden mysteries and secrets. It's the card of, magic. It's a powerful card. And because the key is to embrace that power and manifest it in your life. It's always that way when we have a really powerful force in our life. It's okay, are we going to do this or not? Are we going to step up to the plate? And of course, once we step up to the plate, life moves the plate, so we get to step up again. And that's always going to happen with you. I mean, you could have several careers in one lifetime, because change, particularly in work and your life, is very prominent for you. So your birth card, which is your soul's expression, is the ace of spades. Then your planetary ruler, which is how you think about yourself and maybe how other people see you as well, is the five of spades, which is a change agent. So this is a lot of moving energy. You like variety. You like change. And you probably just walk into a room and it affects people in some way that causes them to either think more deeply or make some change in their life. This is the kind of power that you're embodying, okay? Your spirit card is the Seven of Hearts, which is the card of truth and beauty. So you have this tremendous sensitivity within you that wants to be tapped and wants to manifest. This is a card of forgiveness, of acceptance, of unconditional love. And then your second spirit card is the Ten of Hearts. Are you writing these down?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. And then your soul card is, where am I here? Your soul card is the Two of Clubs, which is a card of communication. So read all of those. I do have descriptions on the website. And in my book, I have more in-depth descriptions, and of everybody, actually. And now you have all these guides. So were you listening earlier when I was defining the cards, the birth card, planetary card, spirit card, and soul card?
Yes, I missed the very beginning, but I think I get the gist.
Yeah, and it'll be in the archives as well.
Right.
You have a driving force of a personality that other people see probably more than you do, and within you, you have tremendous sensitivity. Tremendous sensitivity, kindness, and love.
Well, sure, that sounds like me.
Explore it more. I invite you to do that because it's really fascinating what you can learn from this system.
Well, I'll do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, I'm so excited that we're getting people that haven't heard of the system before, because that's what this is all about for me. I mean, that's one of the things. That's why I wrote my book. And that was really... my book has its own... It has from the beginning. I mean, I didn't even seek to get it published. The publisher came to me. Okay, we have another caller. Who's on the line?
Hi, this is Juliana.
What is your name?
Juliana.
Juliana.
Yes.
Juliana, when's your birthday?
My birthday is February 12th.
Oh, really?
Yes, it is. Another Aquarius.
What?
Another Aquarius.
Another Aquarius and a King of Diamonds.
And a King of Diamonds, wow. What
yeah.
does that mean?
So you didn't know this either.
No, I didn't.
Wow. Okay, so, yes, my dear, you are a King of Diamonds.
A King of Diamonds and an Aquarius, so...
Uh-huh. So your planetary card is the Six of Diamonds.
Okay.
Now, that card represents responsibility. You're a double diamond girl. I bet you love to spend money.
Yeah.
But the Six of Diamonds is all about being responsible with your money and your values. And what's important, and integrity. The King of Diamonds, kings are masters of their suit, and diamonds represent money and values. I usually say values first.
Okay.
They represent values, they represent money and finances, business, they represent action. Diamonds are very action-oriented.
Okay.
The King of Diamonds is the master of that suit, so it's a very powerful card. There's a little trick to this, though, because your spirit card is the Three of Clubs. Three of Clubs, which is the card of mental creativity. It's also known as the Writer's card. So that card can sometimes make you feel like you're not so powerful. Mm-hmm. It can make you question or doubt. If you're manifesting that creativity, though, it is incredible because you can just be completely unstoppable if you want to be.
Okay.
And then your soul card is the Seven of Spades, which is the card of the mystic.
The card of the what? I'm sorry?
Mystic.
The card of the mystic. Okay.
Uh-huh. So your greater purpose in this life is to awaken conscious awareness in other people.
Mm-hmm. I've been realizing that lately, actually.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Time.
So, you know, and so that ultimately is what your life is about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like our last caller, Lee, her greater purpose in this life is really to embody and express truth and beauty, unconditional love and acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
But she shows up in the spade body. You're showing up in the diamond body. So, you know, you could cut through people's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Diamonds are very sharp. It's like, okay, here's where it is. And yet you do that with love. Because your first card in your life path is the Six of Hearts, which is a card of, you know... Mm-hmm. Responsibility to love and relationship. And you know that love is the path, that all things must travel. Don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
explore
thank you
my
so
website.
Much.
Huh?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Juliana. Thank you for calling.
No problem, and I appreciate listening to your station, or you, a lot. So thank you so much, and have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. If any of you live in the Bay Area, I am going to be at the East-West Bookstore on August 2nd. In the evening, I'm going to do a presentation on the intention of time and a book signing. And I'm going to then on Sunday, the 5th of August, I'm going to be doing readings in the bookstore. And that information is on their website. And I think their web address is eastwest.com or eastwestbookstore.com. So if you're up there and you're around, come and introduce yourself, because I would love to meet you and see your face. Speaking of faces, when you study this system and you start exploring, I mean, people ask me how I wrote such defined definitions. I mean, how did I write the definitions of the cards the way I did? And I just watch everybody and observe the qualities of the cards coming through, and it's really fascinating. It's really, really fascinating. And then I can see myself reflected in some of them as well. Okay, we have another caller. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Priya.
Priya?
Priya with a P.
Priya.
Yes.
We're getting these great names here.
Well, thank you.
Hi, Priya. What's your birthday?
October 1st.
October 5?
The first October.
Can you say?
Sure. It's 1001. The first is October.
Oh, the first.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time hearing people for some reason. So it sounded like you said the 8 of Diamonds.
Yes.
So you are the Libra 8 of Diamonds. You already knew this?
Yes, I do.
Are you a student of the cards?
Yeah, I totally do find it fascinating. You know, I'm just getting started with it. But
oh, you are?
Yes.
So do you know that your planetary ruling card is the Three of Hearts?
Yes, I do.
I have to ask you something, because I'm just having this feeling right now about singing.
About what? I'm sorry?
Singing. Have you ever done any singing?
Yes, I have. You know, I did grow up in India, and I did have some training in that, but I have not pursued it for over a decade now.
Oh, okay, but this is coming through so strongly for me that I have to have this conversation with you.
Music is big for me. It's very, very healing, yes.
It's what?
Very healing.
Yes, and it would serve you to sing. I mean, you don't have... the more engaged you get into it, the better it's going to be and the more fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least, you ought to be singing in the shower every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is something that you really need to pursue for... And, you know, I'm not doing particularly these kind of readings today,
mm-hmm.
but it's something wants you to hear this, and it's very, very important for you. So
you know, I very appreciate that, you know, because I'm having the hardest time bringing my creativity out.
Hello,
yes.
Priya. Yes, well, that would be a way to open that door for you.
Yes.
That would be a way to open that door, to stabilize your confidence,
mm-hmm.
and give you a foundation to step forward. It's very important for you. Your spirit card is the Queen of Spades. Did you know mm-hmm. that?
I do know that, and yes, I do.
And that is a card of self-mastery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the challenge side of that card is that she can just get lost in menial tasks and
mm-hmm.
take care of everybody else and not rise to her own full expression. The
Absolutely.
High side of this card is through self-mastery and discipline of your mind and the choices you make, you can realize and manifest anything just through your thought. It's a very powerful card.
Mm.
So one of the things, and Lee, if you're still here, this is your queen, so you want to listen to this too. This Priya, you're singing. I mean, it just came right in front of me the minute I got on the phone with you. And I feel like that is the doorway that will set you free to do absolutely anything and everything you want to do.
Amen. Yes, yes, I could benefit from taking that up again. Now, what was the fourth card you were talking about, Sharon? You know, the planetary and the life path, I mean, the sun card, the spiritual, and what was the fourth card?
The soul card.
Mm.
And your soul card is the Ace of Hearts, which
okay.
is the card of conception. It represents the conception of life. It's the beginning of life. It's the renewing of life always. And it's the birthing of beauty. I'm telling you, my heart is just crying out for you to be singing. I'm feeling your heart right now, I believe.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah.
So it's not about taking it up. It's about embracing it and letting your soul sing through you. I keep seeing this beautiful bird singing. It's got long tail and beautiful plumes. And, you know, just this beautiful vision. Just gorgeous. You're just by allowing your soul and your spirit to just sing through you, you're going to completely align yourself with your destiny. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sharon, real quick, could you tell me about my dynamics with the Eight of Hearts? Because, you know, recently I met this Eight of Hearts guy, and it was very karmic.
Yes. Well, you're both eights, so that gives you an automatic feeling of knowing,
mm-hmm.
okay? And as far as karmic goes, the Eight of Hearts and the Eight of Diamonds, let's see, Queen of Spades. Yeah, well, I see a past life connection with the two of you. You have a Three of Spades composite card. So this is tremendous creativity,
mm-hmm.
and it can go, it's a wonderful card as long as you bring a lot of spontaneity to the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
This card resonates with you in a way that brings more creative energy to you, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there can be parts of this relationship that feel hidden
mm-hmm.
and can only be accessed on a subconscious level.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
is the kind of relationship that it's not all out on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
a lot that's unspoken. There's a lot that's hidden from view. And so you have to tap into those energies with your intuitive intelligence and rest in them there and feel comfort, discomfort. Whatever is there, just observe it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Sharon. I,
you're
don't want to take any more time.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I think I have time for one more call. So if someone else wants to call in, please feel free to do that. You know, the four suits are just, they embody very specific energies. And on the homepage of my website, starofthemagi.com, no, yes. God, I can't even remember my own website now. I just went somewhere else with the bird. Starofthemagi.com. I do have, at the bottom of that page, I do have a description of the four suits. I have another description in my book. I have another website, which is itsallinthecards.com, which is compatibility relationships. There is going to be a special on those compatibility reports, so don't buy one now. But if you go on there and do one, you'll automatically be on a list so that when that special comes up, you'll get an email blast about it, and you can go. They're going to be, you know, really inexpensive. So I really appreciate everybody that called today. I want to thank you all for calling. I suggest that you not just read your card, but you also read about the suit, because the suit that you embody and that governs your birthday is a profound influence on how you interact with yourself, with other people, with life in general, with how you go about things. Each one is very different, and we all do things differently, and we do them that way. I mean, it's just amazing to watch time and time again. So I suggest that you explore that if you're interested. And it's time for me to go. Thank you all for being here. And please feel free to contact me. And I hope to be with you again here next week. Thank you. Bye.